Good morning. On Sunday, the 12th of March, 2023. The readings for today are from the book of Romans, chapter 5, verses 1 to 11, and the Gospel according to St. John, chapter 4, verse 5 to 42. And this particular reading in the Gospel of John is a long one, but I want us to consider this. And it is, to many, a familiar story, because it's the story of Jesus coming through Samaria and sitting at a well and asking the woman to give him something to drink, which she does, and then he goes on to tell her to go get her husband. And she says she doesn't have a husband, and then Jesus talks about how, yes, she's got many husbands. But I want us just to look at this, and I say often about paying attention to the details, and in many ways, I want to look at the details in this particular story. So it starts in verse 5. So he, talking about Jesus, so Jesus came to a city of Samaria, which is called Sychar, near the plot of ground that Jacob gave to his son Joseph. Now Jacob's well was there. Jesus, therefore, being wearied from his journey, sat thus by the well. It was about the sixth hour. A woman of Samaria came to draw water. Jesus said to her, "Give me a drink." For his disciples had gone into the city to buy food. So that's the first three verses, verse 5 to verse 7. And it just sets the scene, and it says a lot of things. Jacob's well and Joseph and all the different things about the sixth hour and the time that it was. And that it was a woman of Samaria who came to draw water. And all of these things is painting a picture. And this is really good because most of us see in pictures and we understand pictures. So the fact that we've heard this story, we can picture the scene. We can see what's going on. And yet, in the midst of having the picture of the scene, I feel that we miss things. And one of the things in particular that we miss is what it says in verse 6. Now Jacob's well was there. Jesus, therefore, being wearied from his journey, sat thus by the well. It was about the sixth hour. And again, even as I read that, I feel in myself that you may have missed a bit. You heard about Jacob's well. You heard about Jesus sitting by the well, and you heard it was about the sixth hour. Three things. But there's another thing. Let me read it again. Now Jacob's well was there. Jesus, therefore, and it has a comma, being wearied from his journey, sat thus by the well. And it's that bit, the being wearied from his journey. And that really jumped out at me. And it jumped out at me because I heard these voices, these conversations that I've had with people who talk about Jesus. Jesus is God. Jesus is the Son of God. Jesus is perfect. And all of that is true. But then there's an inference. Because Jesus is and was perfect, how could he be wearied from his journey? Jesus, Son of God, tired? Because we forget or we overlook, or because we emphasize Jesus' divinity, we forget that Jesus was and is a man. Just like you and me. He was a human being. He was just like us. And because he was on a journey with his disciples, he got tired. And he was tired and he was thirsty. And he sat down by this well and he asked the woman at the well to give him a drink. And it's important because we forget Jesus as being a man. because we say he's special. And I'm not saying that he's not special, because he is special. But he was special as a man, just like us. Remember from Philippians about how he laid aside his majesty. He did not take his divinity upon himself. Even though he was still God, even though he was still the Son of God, he didn't operate out of who he was as God. Now, yes, he did do miracles as a result of the Holy Spirit within him, but he was dependent upon the Holy Spirit in him. He limited himself to hearing from the Father in the power of the Holy Spirit he worked. And the reason why this is so important, the reason why I bring this up, is because since Jesus could do it, you and I can do it too. I'll say that again, because Jesus could do it. Jesus, filled with the Holy Spirit, could do miracles. Jesus, filled with the Holy Spirit, had a relationship with the Father. And when you and I believe in Jesus, we are filled with the Holy Spirit. And you and I can have a relationship with the Father. That's the whole point as to why Jesus came. And you can find it in John 17 and verse 3, because John 17 is about Jesus praying to the Father. And in verse 3 he says, "And this is eternal life, that they," talking about you and me, talking about disciples, "that they may know you, the one true God, and Jesus Christ whom you have sent." Jesus expected us to be the same as him, in that we would be filled with the Holy Spirit and we would have a relationship with the Father. And I believe in that one wee verse, verse 6, and even part of that verse, "Jesus therefore being wearied from his journey, sat thus by the well." The wearied part we can skip over, because our mind just blocks it out, as if it's not actually written there, because this is talking about Jesus after all. And yes, Jesus was and is a man. He's the firstborn. He's the first who's been resurrected and ascended into heaven. First man, first human being. And we can be resurrected as well, because he's gone before us. So then I go on into the story. And you have this conversation that the woman has. Verse 9, "Then the woman of Samaria said to him, how is it that you, being a Jew, ask me for a drink? Ask a drink from me, a Samaritan woman? For Jews have no dealings with Samaritans." And then, you know, Jesus says, if you knew the gift of God and who it was who says to you, "Give me a drink," you would ask him and he would give you living water. And the woman said to him, "Sir, you've nothing to draw with and the well is deep. Where do you get that living water?" Now, the reason why I'm talking on this is because last week we had Nicodemus. And Nicodemus, Jesus was telling him, "You must be born again." And he was going, "You know, what am I supposed to do? Go back into my mother's womb?" In other words, he was using human logic just in the same way as this woman is using human logic. But she's trying to understand. And she assumes, you know, you need a bucket to lower the bucket down into the water. You know, how are you going to do that? You don't have a bucket. And then she says in verse 12, "Are you greater than our father Jacob, who gave us the well and drank from it himself as well as his sons and his livestock?" And she's questioning, she's asking, she wants to understand, but she doesn't understand. And then Jesus says, "Whoever drinks of this water will thirst again, but whoever drinks of the water that I shall give him will never thirst. But the water that I shall give him will become in him a fountain of water springing up into everlasting life." And the woman responds, "Sir, give me this water that I may not thirst nor come here to draw." Again, she didn't understand, because she thought that she'd never be thirsty again in the natural. She was thinking in human terms, whereas Jesus was talking in spiritual terms. So then I want to go on a bit down to verse 27. At this point, his disciples came and they marveled that he talked with a woman, yet no one said, "What do you seek?" or "Why are you talking with her?" The woman then left her water pot, went into the city and said, told the people to come and see. And she went and she became, as it were, an evangelist and told people to come and see this man and what he had told her. And then in verse 31, in the meantime, his disciples urged him, saying, "Rabbi, eat." But he said to them, "I have food to eat of which you do not know." Therefore his disciples said to one another, "Has anyone brought him anything to eat?" And again, it's like the disciples didn't understand. The disciples were looking in the natural. They, in turn, missed the point. They didn't see, they didn't understand. And I want to bring this out because we so often can be like this. We need to be thinking just like Jesus did. He operated in the Holy Spirit, speaking to the Father. And, you know, he called people to come follow me, come walk as I walk, come and learn to live like I do. And how did he live? He lived dependent upon the Father. He lived and operated out of the Holy Spirit because he was and is a man. Yes, yes, he's the Son of God. Yes, he is God and we believe that. But he operated on the earth as a man, and it's important that we get this. It's important that we see this. And the reason being is if you only think of Jesus as being God, as Jesus as being special, you'll think you can't do anything. You'll never believe in yourself to be able to do what Jesus did, because you'll say, "Well, how can I do what Jesus did? Because he's Jesus and I'm just a man. I'm just a woman," whatever your situation is. "I'm just human." But you see, Jesus operated on the earth just like us. But he listened to the Father and he spoke to the Father in prayer. And when he was baptized with the Holy Spirit, he operated out of the Holy Spirit within to do the miracles that he did. And you and I can do the same. But you'll only do it if you recognize Jesus as being a man just like us. Yes, special. Yes, without sin, but just like us. You see, because he came to save us, but to bring us back into that relationship with the Father. Because he knows what we are made of. He knows what our potential is. And we need to see ourselves in Christ and to realize what it is that he has done for us and what he has given us. So I want to encourage you to come and read this passage in John chapter 4 and read the passage in Romans 5, 1 to 11 as well. And allow God by his Holy Spirit to speak into your heart and to show you that he loves you, to show you that you matter, that you have a purpose within the kingdom of God, and to realize that when you believe in him, as I believe you do, that you have the same Holy Spirit of power in you that Jesus had, and you get to speak and have relationship with the same Father that Jesus spoke to and has relationship with. And so you can walk in love just as Jesus did, because you're filled with God who is love. And I know there's a lot of things that I've said there, but I just encourage you as well as challenge you, go and read John chapter 4, verses 5 to 42. And then go and read again Romans 5, verses 1 to 11. And allow the Word of God to speak to you as the Spirit of God opens your ears and your eyes and your heart to be able to see and understand, that you may know these things. That you may know these things and walk in them for Jesus Christ's sake. Amen.